It's Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner. Over the years, Heidi Olinger of Fort Collins has noticed some disturbing messages on clothing.
A most recent example from this past school year was something we refer to as the JCPenney debacle. It was a shirt that said, "I'm too pretty to do my homework, so my brother does it for me." That was followed by some unfortunate product offerings from Forever 21 that said things like "school sucks," and had it spelled with, you know, K's, had it spelled completely incorrectly.
Olinger is on a mission to create girls' fashion that sends a different message. It's why she started Pretty Brainy. The clothing line aims to make smart cool. And Heidi Olinger says when another manufacturer comes out with a t-shirt she disagrees with, like that homework one, she'll quickly create an alternative.
So Pretty Brainy came out with a shirt within a couple of days of the JCPenney piece, and ours simply said in reaction, "I'm too pretty brainy not to do my homework." And the design was a large book across the front.
Now, the latest venture for her company is to bring materials to schools and community groups so that kids can make their own clothing and learn about the art and some of the business behind fashion. This all started, though, a few years ago with a t-shirt that simply had the name of the brand on it, Pretty Brainy. Young girls weren't the only ones who showed interest, Olinger says.
We'd come to the market to test the product that we had created for girls, and women started to buy up our largest girl sizes for themselves right away. We saw that they wanted to be identified as Pretty Brainy.
What other messages have grown since that?
Since then, the math crib sheets that we put on products are really popular with girls as well.
This is not to cheat on tests at school.
Correct. I should say up front that I'm an educator, so what I put on shirts comes largely from my experience of being in the classroom.
And so describe the crib sheet.
The crib sheet, for younger girls, we started out with a simple multiplication and division table. And it was in glow-in-the-dark ink. And we put it in context, though. We like, part of the messaging is, this is how this is important to your life. This is what it can mean for you. Regardless of what you want to do, math has a purpose in your life.
And then some of the merchandise features inspiring women in history, too.
They do, yes. The first two women that we brought forth were Jackie Cochran, the first woman who broke the sound barrier, and Babe Didrikson-Zaharias, the greatest multi-sport athlete of all time. We put a brief bio of each woman up the sleeve of a t-shirt. And again, it's in crib sheet mode so that a girl or woman can read the bio. The idea is to inspire her to go for her greatest goals, that she can be pioneering, innovative, entrepreneuring, just like they were.
You're with Colorado Matters, and we're talking with the founder of Pretty Brainy, a Colorado company that makes t-shirts for girls that have positive messages. And Heidi Olinger is our guest. What prompted you to start this company?
I had a young niece years ago who was brilliant. At 7 years old, she was asking me questions about astrophysics and entrepreneurship. And for example, she came out one day with, "Aunt Heidi, I want to start a neighborhood newspaper, but I want to turn a profit. How do I do that?" How many seven-year-olds, you know, think in those terms, or how often do we pay attention when they come out with strong statements like that? She and I had a really close relationship, and I went shopping for the perfect gift for her. I was imagining this t-shirt, a girly t-shirt that had science on it to keep her interest in science strong, but that was designed and styled for a little girl. I went to Flatirons Crossing. I went to the Discovery Kids store. I checked with Disney. I went to Nordstrom. I found nothing.
Let me say that this is a mall that's outside of Boulder.
Exactly. Yeah. And no one had heard of the t-shirt that I was looking for my niece.
What did you see? What kind of t-shirts did you see?
I saw blacklight t-shirts styled for teenage boys and their interest in science. There was nothing for girls. So not being a patient shopper, I was about to give it all up. And I was standing in the middle of the mall deciding, should I leave? Should I try one more store? And I felt as if I had been struck by lightning. And in a flash, as hokey as that sounds, I knew that I was going to create this gift myself.
So you made a t-shirt for her?
Eventually, yes. I talked with her about it. You know, what features would she like there to be on it since we were starting from scratch? And so she was my first focus group.
Speaking of like creating your own stuff, you're going into schools and like community groups and helping girls make their own stuff. This is a project of Pretty Brainy.
This is a new project of Pretty Brainy. It doesn't replace the styles that we continue to create, but our newest offer is called Fashionably Mashed, and it is exactly what you're saying. We are taking it to nonprofits and schools, and it is within the framework of fashion design, but within that, we're giving girls hands-on projects, and boys as well. This is not just a gender-specific workshop. Fashionably Mashed takes the elements of science, technology, engineering, and math, puts it within the framework of fashion design, and gives students a practical project, a t-shirt design, to create themselves.
We've talked about the positive messages you've put on clothing, but are you still fundamentally supporting the idea that you are what you wear, that it matters what you look like or the brand you have on or the statements on your shirt?
It does matter. There is plenty of research to show that what you wear affects your self-image. And that's something that male or female, young or old, we carry into those important moments in our life, whether it's applying for a scholarship, presenting in front of your junior high class, going for your first job interview. What you wear affects your self-image. And it also affects how other people perceive you in the world and size you up and how seriously they take you.
Well, that's a frank acknowledgement, right? I mean, you're
it
saying
is.
It's true. Yes, people judge us on our appearances. And I guess you're saying better they judge us on something smart than stupid.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, by the way.
You are very welcome.
Heidi Olinger is the founder of Pretty Brainy, a clothing line in Fort Collins.